These are my people. Navigating the day, peripheral vision picks up things I can't help but notice. I notice the people who file through my life. This relentless attribute has followed me since I was a mere lad. There are disadvantages to noticing much more than I need to notice, but the advantages, oh, the advantages, far outweigh the disadvantages. These are my people. They don't know it, and I don't know why, but these are my people. Many Birmingham curbs are knocked down for the convenience of handicapped and elderly and wounded pedestrians. Many Birmingham curbs are not knocked down, and there is no apparent logic to how curbs are selected. One citizen I see is the knockdown, curb-avoided, swollen-ankle, brown, legal folder woman on her pain-free descent into incomplete city street engineering. She carries her burden to the curb, notices that there's no ramp, and carefully circles round to the next curb, which is smoothed down. Every step is taken gingerly to avoid as much pain as possible. One customer at Read Books always catches me in the midst of his own monologue. He enters the store in mid-sentence and never stops chatting till he leaves minutes later, or scores of minutes later. He needs to know that I am listening to him, and I, the bartender, do my best to continue my work while paying attention to him. He seems happier when he leaves. Then there's the one-foot wheelchair racer who tries to dodge the traffic while scooting his one undamaged foot on the sidewalk, creating a manual scooter that helps him go faster than mere arms or wheels allow. Later, I see the straining wheelchair couple attempting to navigate and avoid four lanes of oncoming traffic while frantically pushing their big wheels with muscular arms. They make it across safely, and we, the traffickers, politely slow down to allow their passage. As I drive the automatic asphalt lanes, sweet music from the radio brings peace prior to mayhem. My mind is momentarily settled. Amazement number 456. I see a woman on her way to work who is not using a cell phone, who isn't texting, who isn't primping in the rearview mirror, who isn't daydreaming. Amazing amazement. What's her problem? The lone child shoe lies on its side in the median. From a one-legged child? From a two-legged child with only one shoe? Is a fugitive shoe that got away from its mate on purpose? A purposely discarded shoe? An object thrown in anger? Something that fell off a truck? The lone child shoe deposits its own unanswered mystery as I drive past. The long cyclist slope inertia ride takes place before me. The bicycle takes advantage of a long incline to pick up speed and churn the rider's stomach in exultation. Hope he makes it safely to wherever. The retired majorette still wears her majorette outfit and makeup, and the memory of twirling rests visibly upon her shoulder and on her glossy, scarlet-lipsticked lips. She purchases an old book on how to become a majorette and proudly tells me about her majorette days, long past but ever present. She joins my family without her knowledge. These are my people. They don't know it, and I don't know why, but these are my people.